Welcome to the Stewards of Stoke podcast, an adventure podcast that gets you stoked for the outdoors through stories, interviews with athletes, and industry professionals. Sit back, grab a hazy, and join Matt and Braven for this episode of Stewards of Stoke.
What is up, guys? Matt here with the Stewards of Stoke podcast. Welcome to the show. Today I am solo, so I will be doing an episode of Trail Tested Tuesday. And today we have a review of hit it twice. We're going to do the Glade Burrow helmet and also the Glade Ramble sunglasses. So kind of giving you the rundown of the Glade Burrow helmet. Glade is a company based out of Breckenridge, Colorado. I have kind of discovered them, say, like 2 years ago. I've used their I've used their sunglasses kind of as my everydays, and then have used their goggles for snowboarding and also their helmet as well for snowboarding, and have been super happy with those. Maybe we can do another episode down the line when we're getting ready for snowboarding season on that stuff. But yeah, so the Glade Burrow helmet, let's get into it. So if you go to their website, they offer this in small, medium, large. Their trail protection is tested and certified. I think it's interesting that the Burrow helmets are CPSC and EN1078 certified. Which I'm assuming those are still solid standards that they have to meet and get certified through, but their snowboarding helmets are MIPS, so I don't know why like it wouldn't correlate to them getting their helmets MIPS certified as well, but that could be a discussion for a different time because there might be some technicalities or something like that. But yeah, so retails at $99, has those two certifications. It's strategically placed vents to push cool air in and push heat out. Yeah, I would definitely agree. It keeps you comfortable on hot days, long climbs. And then just what I've been doing lately is ripping around the neighborhood with my kiddo now that we've got him a kids ride shotgun seat that he... Well, I can't get him off of it, so that's been super fun. I really enjoy this helmet. It's definitely, I like the way it looks. It's super comfy. I do have like a buzzed, the back of my head is buzzed a little bit. I do notice that it kind of, after a while, like, not like pulls my hair, but essentially kind of starts to feel that way. But I think that is just kind of a helmet thing in general. I guess if I grew it out, maybe it would be different, but you know, go from there. What else we got? Yeah, it's got the micro adjustable dial in the back, so you can kind of fit it, super tight on your head or super loose. However you kind of prefer it, you can get that comfort. So I like that. One thing that I do really like is that it fits, it's designed to fit their sunglasses. So kind of what we'll get into here in a few, the Glade Rambles. Those are the new sunglasses that I've been repping the last couple of months and super happy with those, but we'll talk about those in a second. Honestly, I don't really know that this helmet is super different than anything else on the market, comparing that to like a Smith helmet or something like that. I support Glade just specifically because they're a Colorado company. They're from Breckenridge, and they seem to make some good stuff. I don't really know that it's any better than Smith or any of the Leet or any of the other like leading manufacturers of protective gear and stuff like that. I mean, I really enjoy it, so I would definitely recommend it for that reason. Yeah, I mean, it's on the, it's pretty simple, super comfy. Got a good visor, good adjustables. So yeah, that would be my take on it. Up next, these are what I'm really excited about. They're called the Glade Ramble sunglasses. So funny story, I didn't know I understood what photochromatic meant, which it means it just adjusts to light. But I didn't really, I've never had a photochromic lens. So I did what you're not supposed to do. And that is the first time wearing them, I wore them in the car, which you're not supposed to do because obviously your windshield at the top has a certain tint, and all that. So they don't work. And I actually read something that said, do not wear these in your car because obviously they're not going to work because you're in a tinted environment. So, it might adjust a little bit, but you're not really going to notice it. But to get into some of the different details from their website, the Glade Ramble, they offer 6 different colors. They're super comfortable, reveal photochromic lens adapts to changing light conditions in real time, darkening in bright sun and clearing up in low light, which I've seen both. Like, it seems to want to rain the last couple of months whenever I ride. Braven will tell you all about it, because the last few times we've ridden together, that's all it's done. But like, I don't really even notice that I'm wearing them. Obviously I do, because it's like, I'm not, the sun's not blistering my eyes, or it's not super bright. Like, it's adjusted perfectly. So it's super nice. They did a really good job, doing the reveal photochromic lens on this one. So I mean, that solely alone, I would suggest buying these for sure. And then they designed them to fit with your Glade Burrow helmet, which they 100% do. The combination of just a Glade sunglass in general with these helmets, like, they integrate perfectly. One thing I did notice that was kind of threw me off at first, is the silicone grips, on the nose pad and the arms. It almost felt kind of cheap at first, but now that, like, I've ridden with them a few times and then, just gotten to really like them over the time, like, they're super light. And like I said, they don't move once you put them on. They fit perfectly with the helmet. So that's a big plus for me. So I snagged them when you could snag the combo. So I saved a pretty good amount on that. And also, these sunglasses were the 2025 winner of Outside Magazine's Best in Mixed Light category, which I would agree. I've ridden Oakleys. I've ridden, obviously, Glades, a couple of Zeals, and I would say this is definitely the top sunglass I've ever ridden with, and that's kind of like what they set out for the photochromic part, which I've ridden them in bright sunlight, and I've ridden them in super gloomy, rainy conditions, and they're the best that I've found, so I would definitely go pick you up some if you're in the market for some new sunglasses. And they offer a bunch of different colors, matte black with a red lens, matte black with a gray lens, matte navy with a blue lens. I have the white with the gray lens. What else? I don't really know what color buck is, but matte buck with a red lens, and then their new ones are matte black with a clear lens, which are the cheaper ends of this glass in general. But to me, if you're gonna spend the money, you might as well spend a couple extra bucks and get the photochromic, because that's my favorite part, other than how comfortable they are, about these. So yeah, I think that's a super easy, quick review. They definitely come highly suggested, especially the Ramble sunglasses. I think that kind of sets Glade apart from other companies that are on the market right now is that they absolutely crushed it with the photochromic. Your field of vision with the sun, like within the sunglasses, you don't, like, I don't even really notice the frame because they're kind of like the like almost like, not the, I don't want to say pit viper big, but they're like the big riding glasses, not quite goggles kind of thing. And they're super lightweight. And I really like them. Putting them on right now. They even fit perfectly with my headphones on, so no complaints from me. They also do come with the cloth case and then also a hard case. And that's pretty cool on both the case and then also the Burrow helmet. On the back it says Elevated Mountain Equipment, Breckenridge, Colorado, which obviously being in Colorado, I appreciate the branding right there. And that's definitely why I started supporting Glade in general. So like I said, the Burrow helmet is good, super comfy, super adjustable. It's got the microbial like patches along the top, so they're super comfortable. But I also don't know that their helmet necessarily is any better or any different than the most of the helmets on the market. But like I said, super comfortable. And the combination with the Glade Ramble sunglasses are a solid for sure. So if you're in the market for a new helmet or some new riding glasses, definitely go check out Glade. Their website is gladeoptics.com. It is actually shopglade.com. Right now they're doing a 40% off open box sale. I'm not sure how long that runs. It doesn't say, but they have a bunch of snowboarding, skiing goggles, some cases, some helmets. And they have the open box Burrow helmet for a pretty good deal. Obviously these are all size dependent and stuff. But yeah. Go head on over, go check them out, represent a good Colorado company there. But in other news, I actually just got the TAC adventure wear jerseys that Tommy helped me design and produced for us, and they are absolutely sick. I went and rode a little 10-mile loop yesterday with it on, and it's kind of like the other jersey that I got a couple months ago. Super lightweight, super comfortable. If you want to rep the old Stewards of Stoke podcast, we have its big logo in the front with the TAC logo under it, and then on the sleeves, Colorado flag, and then it's like a light blue turquoise with some topo wrapped around it. So it's pretty sweet. If you go to the link in our bio, you can pre-order them right now. And they're super fun design, definitely eye-catching for sure, and I know that I'm a little biased because of the logos, but, you know, I definitely wouldn't rep it if I wasn't a fan, so, but yeah, if you head over to the TAC website or go through the link in our logo, or the link in our bio, you can, find it there. What else we got? This is our first episode in a couple of weeks, just kicking off summer and been out riding. Braven's out visiting family. He actually just texted me that he just got back. So hopefully we'll be recording some more episodes here. But we're just kind of taking it slow, not too seriously. We didn't get in this to just bang out episodes that you guys don't want to hear or too many too fast or... Yeah, we're just kind of chilling with it. So, but I do want to do a quick contest. So, Free Hub Magazine just released their, I guess you would call it 16.2 release. I don't really know like what issue I get. There we go. Their latest issue 16.2. And if you find the picture of Braven and I in that magazine, and you can either send us that via social media or email it to us, info@stewardsofstokemedia.com. If you find it and you are able to send that to us, I will send you a pair of the Tack Adventure Wear gloves that have that are our release. You've probably seen a couple posts if you follow us on there. But if you go to Freehub Magazine, their latest issue, and find us in there, I'm not going to tell you where at all, and just take a picture of it, and like I said, DM us or send it to info@stewardsofstokemedia.com. I will send you a free pair of gloves. And if you've made it this far, you're probably one of the few people that will be able to submit a entry to win. But definitely the first person that sends us those, I will hook you up some stickers, a pair of gloves, just for free. I'll ship them to you, and we'll go from there. But yeah, if you find us in Freehub Magazine, let us know and win some stuff. So, and that's kind of the update on what we got going on right now. If you are a company and you like our Trail Tested Tuesday episodes, feel free to reach out to us. We just love testing stuff. We're on the, at least one of us are on the trail pretty much every day. It's summer now. We're going to probably head out west, hopefully, to the mountains, a couple different spots, maybe Crested Butte, Buena Vista, Salida, that kind of area. So pictures, we take lots of pictures, and we'd love to do a review for you. And yeah, and if you just enjoy our episodes in general, follow us on social media, mostly Facebook and Instagram. I'd say mostly Instagram, because I'm really bad about also posting on Facebook. But that is Stewards of Stoke. You can find us there. And that's Stewards_of_Stoke, just to clarify all that. If you like this episode, make sure you let Glade know that you found out about them from us, just to kind of hopefully irk them to maybe join us for an episode. Because we would love to talk with them. Yeah. Check us out, and we'll talk to you soon. Peace.